Psalm 143, look at these great words. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in the darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. Ever felt that? Ever felt overwhelmed? Maybe as a kid you felt overwhelmed, and now looking back, it's like, what was I worrying about, you know? Had to give that report in school. In school, I did okay. My handwriting wasn't great. I remember every time we'd bring report cards home, sitting at the table working on my cursive, because I would get a C. Remember letter grade? Yeah. So I would get a C in handwriting. A's and B's and everything else, but C in handwriting. So every progress or report card, I'd be sitting at the kitchen table working on my handwriting. Not that it helped any, but Mom was just like, that's not okay. But I did okay in school, but the only time I pretended to be sick, I say this with the kids in there, not that they would ever hear this, was when I had to give a report in English class. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to get out of this. And I was good about it. I thought it through. I went with the stomach ache because headaches, you know, fever, you can't fake fever. So did the stomach ache, and needless to say, the next day I went to school and I had to give my report, and didn't help me at all. But I was overwhelmed at the thought of it. I so bothered by the whole thing, and then now looking back, but maybe in big person life, right? Here we are. Maybe the circumstances, whether you're a young person, a teenager, we have some late teens here tonight, or you've been down the road a little bit, there have been times in your spirit that you've felt overwhelmed. The Bible says, I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse. What does that mean? It means to think about, to meditate on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. There's a thought in that passage. There's an overwhelming circumstance in the psalmist in David's life. And he says, I'm overwhelmed by the thing. And then as he transitions, he says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on thy works. I think about the works of your hands. And by verse 6, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. And he turns his attention away from his problem, and he turns his attention to God. And I don't know about you, but there are seasons, there are days, within a week, maybe within a month, there are times when that feeling of just being overwhelmed, just burdened, maybe as a parent, you have a child or children, and I was talking to someone this week, and I've experienced it, but as a parent, if you ever get to the place where I don't even know where we're going as a family, as a dad, as a husband, as a leader of a home, that's a frustrating feeling, and that's an overwhelming feeling. And there have been times when felt like that as a parent, or maybe in your own personal life. I don't even know where I'm heading, and hey, that's an overwhelming feeling. Here, what should we do? When we need help, in verse 1 it said, hear my prayer, O Lord. Verse 6, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. Hey, when you need help, you'll not be able to go through this life, even as a Christian, without regularly needing help. When you get sick, what do? You go to the doctor. Hey, when you have a toothache, you can try and wait out a toothache, but it's not going to get better. I've had a toothache before. That's rough. What do? You call and I say, I need to get to the dentist. I need help. When the car is broken down on the side of the road, you call the mechanic. Hey, when life is overwhelming, what do? Well, you just push through, brother. No. Hey, when you need help, where do you turn? Hear my prayer, O Lord. That's where I turn. There's nothing wrong with needing help. Every day we have 42 little people that come into this building. What do they need? They need help. Every single Sunday we have 150 people that walk into this building. Why is that? Because they need help. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. But the question is, where do you turn for it? The following verses are a personal interaction between God and the psalmist. And I would dare say we can make these same applications to us. Tonight's message has 5 points, but it's quick. In Psalm 136, again, he says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land, Selah. He says, now I'm going to stop and think about that for a second. Take a break. Verse 7. Hear me, he says. Hear me speedily. Psalm 143 and verse 7. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Number one, God, hey, when you need help, help me, Lord. What can I say? Hear me, Lord. Hear me. Hear me speedily, O Lord. And it's good to know that at any moment you have access to the God of all creation. The God that knows the past, he knows what's going on right now, and he knows the future. Hey, at any moment you can cry out to him and say, God, hear me speedily. My spirit faileth. Hey, that spirit is not a little S. That's not a big S. That's not God failing. That's me within myself. God, I feel like quitting. I'm overwhelmed. I can't even face it. Lord, I need you to hear me right now. Look at Psalm 69. Man, I'm so glad there's a place to go to. I'm so glad there's someone I can turn to. I told you last summer I had an infection in my hand, and there I was, and I could feel my, if you got a good infection, like a good one, you can feel it like, boom, boom, you know, like it was one of those ones. And man, I'm in the middle of Kentucky. I don't even think they have doctors down. And it's just like, man, what do I want? I just need to get to the doctor. I just need help. Hey, if we're in our spirit overwhelmed, hey, if you feel like your spirit faileth, God, hear me speedily. Hear me speedily. In Psalm 69, verse 17, it says this, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. God knows that you're coming to him with a problem. I don't know about you, but maybe tomorrow already you know, seated at your desk, in your cubicle, in your workstation, wherever it is, there's a problem waiting for you. And it's just like, I don't even want to go in because I know there's a problem. Hey, God knows you have problems. And he says, in the time of trouble, hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Even though you're in trouble, he'll listen. He's not hiding from you. Psalm 102, God doesn't hide from his children. Psalm 102, look at verse 2. Psalm 102, let's look at verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me. In the day when I am in trouble, incline thine ear unto me. And in the day when I call, answer me speedily. God, I just need to know you're there. I'm there. Wow, that was quick. All right. Amen. God, I feel like giving up. Don't quit. I'm right here. Isn't it good to know that when we're in trouble, when we need help, hear me speedily. Number two, Psalm 143. Keep your hand in Psalm 143 as we go to other places. Psalm 143, hear me speedily. Look at this, number in verse 8. cause me. In verse 7, we saw, hear me. Verse 8, cause me. Cause me what? To hear thy loving kindness in the morning. And in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. You know, the way to hear and know the Lord is simply by proving him, trusting in him. Hey, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Hey, that's keeping a good relationship with the Lord. But you know what? Every single morning I call my dad on the way to school. And we talk about, literally, if my kids were here, they'd tell you they're usually in the car anywhere from 90 seconds to 2 minutes, literally. And we converse. And I hear him because I called him. Well, I don't hear God talking to me. Maybe it's because we're not calling out to him. Maybe we skipped over verse 7. Where's God in all that? Well, have you called him? Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. We must reach out to the Lord. Hold your hand in Psalm 143. Turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 34. It says this, give me understanding. Psalm 119 and verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Understanding breeds obedience in our heart. And for us to be caused to hear thy loving kindness, there's got to be at least an inclination, a reaching out, a searching for God. Why? Cause me to hear thee. But so many of us don't even hear the Lord. You may not hear the Lord because you're not even asking him. Amen. Hey, what do you do in trouble? What do you do when your heart is overwhelmed? What do you do when you feel like giving up? Do you call out to God? Do you call him for help? Because he hears you. And the great thing is that we'll hear him back. So good to get help. Had a meeting this week with the person that called me and just said, I need some help. We sat down and we talked about some things, and man, how the meeting started was much different than how it ended. It's so nice when you reach out for help and get it. It's so nice that when he hears you, that then I get to hear him back. He has an answer. Though one of the problems is that we don't obey and don't do what he says, though. Hey, God, I need your help. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to try it my own way. Help me, Lord. He hears us. Cause me. Look at verse 9, 143 and verse 9. Deliver me. Hear me, cause me. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. You know, safety is of the Lord. Certainly a scary thing going on over in Hilton today. But please don't take this wrong. But the greater fear is not our bodies, but our eternal beings. Hey, you can have the body, but there's going to be somewhere where God says we are sealed until the day of redemption. He keeps some things in order. In Proverbs chapter 18, Proverbs 18, look at verse 10. What is this thought? Deliver me. Proverbs 18:10, it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. A strong tower is one where you can find refuge and protection. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Hey, God, deliver me from the hand of my enemy. Hey, we sang the song, when you're in temptation, what do you do? Do you think to pray? Hey, when faced with that difficulty, God, I need your help. Do you run to the Lord? God, deliver me from it. I'd much rather be delivered from it than have to ask for forgiveness from it. It's better. It's better to run to that strong tower. Safety is of the Lord. Run to the Lord. Look at these great verses in Matthew chapter number 11. Matthew chapter number 11. Jesus, again, don't take this wrong. Jesus solves our greatest problem. But we still have problems after that. That's why verses like this, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Hey, that sounds like some deliverance. Deliver me. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." That sounds like deliverance to me. God says, "Hear me, cause me, deliver me, Lord, from mine enemies." Hey, I don't have anyone waiting for me outside my house to do me harm. No, usually the person that does the most harm to me is me. Lord, deliver me from me.
Yeah.
Protect me from me. I'm my own enemy. Psalm 143. Look at verse 10. "Hear me, cause me, deliver me. Teach me." In verse 10 it says, "Teach me to do thy will." You know what that means to me? That means that's not natural. That means there's some instruction that is necessary. "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." Teach me to do thy will. Again, each and every day we have 42 young people, just as long as no one's sick, coming into school. Why? Because they need to be taught some things. They don't know it. Hey, you could be a believer and still don't know God, how to follow God's will. That's something that needs to be taught. Are you willing to be a student? Are you willing to be a student for a moment? Are you willing to be a spiritual student? Are you willing to sit underneath the feet of Jesus and say, "God, I need to learn how to allow you to lead me, but I need you to teach me. Because all my life I've been running things how I do it. And I need you to teach me something." Psalm 25. Oh, it'll come natural. It doesn't come natural. It's a conscious decision. It is at our school, we have a unique type of curriculum. We don't have a teacher that stands up in front of the room necessarily and goes over instruction for the entire class to learn. It is individualized study where there is teaching and helping and support all along the way where necessary. But a lot of the material a student is required upon themselves to read and study and learn and comprehend and answer the questions. We teach kids how to learn. Well, so it is with the Lord. We need to learn how to... God, I need you to teach me how to do thy will. In Psalm 25 in verse 4. "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths." I love when students come in and I have a child, specifically one out of the five, that is notorious for doing this. Maybe this is different at your house. I don't know. Mr. Seaman, you've had some students come through your way, and I don't know. Maybe you've not experienced this, but they come and they say, "Dad, can you help me with this?" And it's usually the math and the science. Mom gets English and Spanish, so I get math and science. So they'll come and they'll say, "Dad, can you help me? Help me with this. I don't understand how to. What are they asking for? What are they doing?" So I started explaining it, and then they're like, "No, that's not how it is." Listen, child, I actually know how to do this. I've passed the test. I actually taught this for almost a decade. I know what you're doing. No, that's not how you do it. Dad, no, child, I. And don't we do the same thing with the Lord? God, will you teach me? All right, hear that. No. No, God, no. Not like that. That's not how you do it, God. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. And teach me. Hey, we need some Christians to become students again. We need some Christians to put themselves underneath the Lord. Why? Because we just need to trust God. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. We need to stop telling the Lord how to do things and allow him to teach us. Why? Because, listen, hey, we need help. And it'd be real good for all of us to come to God and say, God, I'm sorry for thinking I know it all. Will you teach me to do thy will? Lastly, Psalm 143. Hear me, cause me, deliver me, teach me. In verse 11, quicken me. Say, does that mean I need to practice race trials? Like, what am I? I'm trying to get lighter, trying to. Quicken isn't to be made fast, it means to be made alive. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake and for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul, look at now, out of trouble. Not only do we need to be taught, but, you know, when I see quicken me, go to Psalm 119. This will be the last verse we look at. Psalm 119 and verse 37. We saw verse 34 before, but look at verse 37. Turn away mine eyes from my beholding vanity. Psalm 119 and verse 37. And quicken thou me in the way. See, there's a path of righteousness and life, but look at what my eyes want to behold. Vanity. When I go back to Psalm 134, quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. Hey, there's a way that God's way, and it leads to life, and there's, hey, the things of God are right and good, but that's telling me that I need to change course. I need to move from the path of destruction. When I do things my way, it just leads to trouble. Bring my soul out of trouble and quicken me. Bring me into the path of life. I've told you this 100 times. Grandma Mateka told me this. Say, who's Grandma Mateka? If you don't know Grandma Mateka, I'm sorry. Her name's Irene Mateka, passed away, saint of God. That's who our daughter Sophia is named after. Sophia Irene. She told us this. I brought a group of students there one day, and we were at her house, and she said, God's way is the best way. God's way is the best way. Hey, get me out of trouble and bring me into God's way. The minute we abandon God's way, the quickened way, the way of life, we're putting ourselves on the path to trouble. It's vanity. It's my eyes behold vanity. Over here, what is it? It's righteousness. We need help. Help me, Lord. Help me to hear you. Well, help me by hearing me. Help me that I can hear you back. Deliver me. Teach me. Quicken me. Hey, if you're here tonight and you're like, man, I got trouble, but I don't want anyone to know. this is the perfect place to be. When you need help, you come to God. I'm not saying we got the corner market on God. God's everywhere, and you can have I encourage you to seek Him, but by coming to church, it's an acknowledgement of, God, I need you today. I'm glad you're here tonight. It just acknowledges we just need the Lord. And the minute we get away from that thought, we're in trouble. The minute our hands go down, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. The minute we stop that and say, God, I don't need you. I'm all set. On Sunday night, we're going to see the woman at the well. And Christ says, I have everlasting life. I have water that you'll never thirst again. And she's like, give me that water. And he immediately goes, go call thy husband, right? I mean, we'll talk. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little ahead of Sunday night. All right, a little preview. But man, the minute we stop seeking the Lord, the minute we stop acknowledging that we need help, oh, I got my life all together. You're a liar. You need help. Read through the book of Psalms over and over again. Help me, Lord. Trouble, trouble. Lord, keep us out of trouble. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for these dear saints. And God, thank you for who you are. God, thank you that we can come to you. Thank you that we know that you hear us. God, thank you not just hearing us, but speaking back to us. God, in that, all I hear is your loving kindness. Lord, help me to adjust. Help me to obey. Help me to follow your will. Deliver me from myself. Lord, keep me on the paths of righteousness. Lord, I need help. Lord, I get overwhelmed. Lord, forgive me for trying to handle it on my own. Lord, I need you more than ever before. Lord, watch over us now. Protect us as we travel home. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for our church family. Lord, I ask you to bless us here tonight, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a good night. Amen.